Well, it's not just me, Cawthorne, that I've had people, and it's not just from the Ballykinnon area, it's all over Sligo. And that's people are really concerned. And they're afraid when they go in there, these youngsters on the street, they're setting up fireworks, or maybe there's an intent to put it in somebody's door or whatever else, and that they come out and challenge these youngsters. Youngsters are coming back with mouthfuls of abuse, and then they're making threats on them, and they say, look, we'll be back, you have a car there, you have this there. And people are getting more and more and more intimidated. And I feel myself, it's something that has to be addressed. It's gone out of hand. We're going down the road nearly of a lawless society. Now, anybody that it doesn't affect out there, it look at the innocent side of this, surely youngsters. But unless that you're faced with that type of intimidation, that you're maybe a person living on their own or an elderly person that they're on their own, or just somebody that sticks to themselves and doesn't want any confrontation with anybody, and this threat constantly being there, these youngsters aren't afraid of an avant-garde, as you call it. These youngsters are afraid of no one. The other aspect as well in religion, some of these youngsters are out on the street at 10 and 11 o'clock at night, you'd merely be asking, where's the parents in relation to this? Like, you have a part to play in this as well. It's their children. Like, any parent that's out there brings children into this world, they're responsible for them children until they become adults. But the way society is nearly gone in the middle, once they've gone out through their front door, at the end of the day, they're no different than any other youngster that's out there. Or my Johnny or my Mary wouldn't do anything like that. I seen the number of years ago, there was here for where I live, and I remember a certain individual came up the street and kicked the mirrors off my car. It cost me big money. I had got to go and get the barracks about, and realistically honest, and I was able to turn around and had a witness there to say that it was exactly that youngster, even though I knew that youngster had done it. But that cost me about €300 to get repaired, and that was for second hand stuff, the original parts kicked off the car. And that's the type of intimidation that goes on. And that's why I've always raised these issues about antisocial behaviour, and that the parents need to be able to take responsibility. If my child goes out there and breaks a window, it's my responsibility to pay for that damage. So it should be the same across the board for everyone.
What is the solution though, Councillor Gibbons, when, as you say, these minors aren't afraid of anyone, including their parents?
The law needs to be changed in relation to where it comes to minors. Like, you'd often hear the older people, and it's 100% true, they've been brought to the respect of it. There's no respect of it. Well, but don't get me wrong, not all youngsters, an element of youngsters. And I was even watching there on, Halloween night, and we all know that the fireworks was going off in Sligo for a gust of 2 months beforehand, and they're still going off at the moment. And I was watching, down below a Carton Cross, throwing fireworks in under people's cars going by. Well, somebody got a fight or somebody else that crashed the car. No one is responsible for that. But the law is too lenient. The law should be changed to hold the parents responsible. And if the parents are responsible for the damage that children carry out, well, then they might have some control on their children. And don't get me wrong when I say it, it's not all kids, but it's that element. But that element is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's what I'm witnessing, and that's what my feedback is coming from my constituents. And that's as I said, it's not just in Sligo, or it's not just one that's there in Sligo. It's all around. I'm getting this from Sligo, Stranahan. That's exactly where I'm getting. It's not just the one area. This type of intimidation is going on in different areas of whatever. Now, in other areas, it mightn't be as big as what it is in certain areas like Sligo, but it's still there and needs to be stamped out.